Now, there we had this with the apt expression, art for art's sake, and I'm sure you know the song, and the second line is money for God's sake. And I have with me in the studio Paul Bell, who has just won the big painting challenge from the BBC. So a warm welcome to you, Paul.
Thanks, Jean.
And you, excitingly, decided to go for art for art's sake and maybe hoping for some money only a few years ago. Is that right? About two or three years ago?
Yeah, that's right. I made the decision to become a full-time artist.
Well, now, let me just stop you there. Was that a big decision?
My hand was forced slightly by circumstances. I mean, I had worked as an architectural illustrator.
Right.
In the traditional sense, using pencil and watercolour.
Right.
But with the advent of CGI, which is computer-generated imaging, that's taken the place of the traditional skills. So as a result of that, business sort of tailed off slightly. So I found myself with more time in my hands to paint. So that's what I've been doing. And then obviously the BBC opportunity came along.
Yes.
Last year.
Yeah.
Which has, you know, put me into a different...
And again, was that a big decision to enter that competition at all?
Not particularly.
No.
Because... It came into my inbox via Box Open Studios.
Oh, right, okay.
It was being a member of them, I got the email.
Yes.
And it was a request for amateur artists, which at the time, you know, obviously qualified as.
Yes.
To apply for this new programme.
Right.
So so I did that, and not thinking that it would go much further than an application. I was selected after a long audition process and various interviews with producers and even we had psychiatric analysis done. Yeah,
wow. Just
I think they were trying to find out whether we could handle
the
pressures that we'd be under.
Right. Okay.
We did various screen tests as well to see our
how you looked.
Suitability.
Did they check your art, or were they more checking your suitability for being on TV?
No, initially we had to send in, I think it was three pieces of work.
Right.
Which, that was the first...
that was the first hurdle,
first
basically.
Hurdle.
Yes, yes.
And then we had the audition at the BBC itself. So I think there was 6,500 applicants.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. And that was whittled down to, certainly at my audition, about 80.
Yeah,
and then of that, 20 of us would sit and or stand and paint the same subject. So
right.
That was the audition piece.
Yes.
So I guess it was that along with all the other information that they'd gathered on us, and so it was quite a long sort of procurement of the interview process.
Yes.
Before we were selected.
Oh my goodness!
And then ultimately was offered a place. Much to my surprise.
So how long ago was that that it first started? When did you know? Because it finished
3 weeks
ago?
Yeah,
weeks
ago? 3 weeks ago, yeah.
Okay.
So it was all filmed last summer, during July, June and July.
Yes.
Over a 6-7 week period.
Right.
And prior to that, I think we only had about 4 weeks notice before
Did
we started
you?
Filming.
Did
so
you?
It was probably May.
Yes.
This time last year.
This time last year?
Yeah.
So this time last year, none of this had happened.
Yeah.
And you went on to actually win the whole thing. Which is incredible. So very many congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Honestly,
very much.
I mean, it's lovely. And you were very you're modest, I would say, nay humble about it. It was obviously quite a big emotional thing for you as well.
It was. I mean, there was a lot of effort went into the actual challenges on the programme.
Yes.
But also, I did a lot of practice between challenges, between filming. Sophie knew that the following week was going to be still life or portraiture.
Yep.
I had models arranged and, you know, I produced maybe 5 or 6 studies.
Yes.
Just to get your hand into that, that genre.
Yes, so yes. And also, I mean, the other big thing is there's a huge amount of time pressure, isn't there?
Oh, it's massive.
It's huge.
Yeah. I mean, we'd film for three days. Or two days filming,
right,
and then a day travelling either side, because we went as far as Northumberland, Cornwall, well, Devon. The time thing was the most difficult for all of us, because artists by their very nature don't really paint to deadlines.
No, they don't have like 3 hours to do something.
Unless you have a commission for a specific date or something, you
have
a portrait.
Yep.
But it's normally, you know, finish when you want.
Yes.
So to have to produce a finished canvas, a painting, or drawing, you know, in 3 or 4 hours with, you know, constant attention from cameras and interviews.
And people coming up and chatting to you, how are you getting on? And I did wonder sometimes if you felt like saying, just leave me alone, I want to get on.
There was a few moments, especially during portraiture, when I think it was Richard Bacon.
Yeah.
He was being slightly mischievous and he was coming
up. He knew
I was struggling.
Yeah.
I was trying to get something round about, I think it was both my self-portrait and the portrait I did of Pam St. Clement.
Oh, yes, yes.
And it was round about the eyes, and I just couldn't get it quite right, and there was literally minutes to go, and he chirped in with some comment.
Yeah.
Like, I see you're struggling again, and I basically wanted to tell him where to go, but
yes.
Obviously couldn't.
Yeah.
But yeah, made the right mark at the right moment, and
yes.
Hey presto, it was a success.
Yes, and I slightly wondered whether you having had a career in something a bit related, presumably having worked to deadlines in, you know, you have to deliver a drawing to a deadline.
Yeah.
I would have thought that would help quite a lot.
It was, undoubtedly. Even before we started filming, I remember having a chat with my father, and he said to me, you know, in terms of time challenges, you should be okay, because you've had a life in commercial art where... You're drawing two deadlines. People want 6 drawings in an afternoon or...
Yep. And don't have a big ego about it. It's just like, that's what they want. They're paying me. Get on with it.
You do what they ask you to do, which is very similar to what happened in the Big Pick Painting Challenge.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Yeah, it was... I think I did have an advantage.
Mm. You are listening to Marlow FM, to the BizBuzz show with your regular Friday afternoon host, Jean Wolfe. And I'm here with Paul Bell, whose website is paulbellart.co.uk. And he is the winner of the BBC's latest Let's Get the Public In and Make Them Do Something challenge, which was a challenge to paint. And Paul, the incredible thing is, A, you won the challenge, which was wonderful, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. But you've now got 2 pictures in Tate Modern.
Yes, well, I did have 2 pictures in the Tate.
Oh, have they gone?
Yeah, they've now come down.
Oh, shame. How long were they there for, then?
I did offer the curator.
Yes,
them
you
on
can
a permanent
keep them.
Basis, yeah. But he declined.
But you may have to pay me a lot.
No, they were in for 2 weeks as part they did an installation in the Montanfoy of Tate Britain, which was great.
Yes.
And they had an audiovisual thing of the whole show. Plus 2 of my pieces. One was the still life that I did at Blenheim Palace, and the second was
that the one with the skull.
The skull.
That one, yes, that was lovely. Yeah.
That was all sort of personal references.
That was lovely.
For that one, and then the other one was the final painting that we did on the final day at Dartmouth, off the harbour.
Mm. So I love that painting.
Yeah, so it was great. I mean, I went in to see them the first day they were up, and I was just brimming with pride, you know.
I bet you were. Fantastic.
A lot of people came in to specifically to look at them.
Yeah, yeah.
They obviously recognised me and we had a lot of chat and congratulations. It was really, really, really nice.
How fantastic.
Yeah.
And we must also say that they've been beautifully framed by Bespoke Framing. Other framers are available.
Sorry, not those particular ones.
Oh, not those.
No,
okay.
Our current exhibition was all done by Bespoke.
By them,
But no, the Tate...
That was done
people.
By yeah. the Tate's
own. Bespoke have been fantastic. Mm. Great support from them.
Mm. Mm.
We have an exhibition that's currently running the 10 artists up at Lauderdale House in Highgate.
We
call it the Bigger Picture.
Yes.
And I have about 18 pieces in that.
Oh, fantastic.
Including the 2 pieces from the Tate I've gone in.
They've come there. So all the paintings from the challenge?
Most of them.
A selection, anyway.
Most of the bigger canvases, the actual paintings have all been in.
Yes.
So Bespoke pulled out all the stops to do those. And
quite.
Alison up there did some fantastic hand finishing, which is one of their specialities. So they were as they always are, they were great and great service.
Mm.
And you always get a laugh as well with...
You do. You do indeed.
With my man
Which
Ringo.
Is good, isn't it?
Yeah.
So just tell us again, where is that exhibition on if people want to go and see it?
The exhibition is in Lauderdale House.
Okay, and that's in Highgate, did you say?
Highgate in London, yeah.
So if you just put Lauderdale House
into... Lauderdale House, yeah.
Google it will work.
Yeah, it's on social media. We've got our own website, so if you Google that, you'll find
it.
I think the best day will be... it's not open on Saturday, unfortunately, but Sunday is Meet the Artist Day.
Oh, okay.
So
this very Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
So all of the artists, apart from Amy, who's heavily pregnant and due to give birth, I believe, on Monday, are going to be there. So it's a good opportunity for people that followed the show...
Absolutely.
...to come along and have a chat about, you know, what we did.
Oh,
and,
what a good
and,
idea.
And everyone's very approachable.
Yes.
There's no prima donnas.
Yes. It seemed a very friendly show.
It was. It was very
really friendly.
Yeah, yeah. The BBC were good, you know. Initially, they just made us feel very welcome because they realised that they had 10 people that had never done television before.
Yes,
and it was a big show, and there was a lot of money behind it. There was a lot of production behind it, and it was quite a daunting set to walk onto. So they were great, and obviously we had the kind of the camaraderie we developed. It was very quick.
Yes.
I'd met two or three of them actually at auditions.
Oh, right. So, I do. Oh, that was nice.
At the auditions. So I had a feeling that Amy was going to turn up.
Right.
So,
yeah.
And she was the first person I saw when I got off the train.
Oh,
so that
how
was
nice. How nice.
So we'd got a fairly instant rapport. So it was great.
Yeah. Yes.
And we, you know, we're all very supportive to each other because there was some.
I noticed that.
Pretty emotional times. People having really bad days.
Yes.
And we're all there for each other, which was great.
Yes.
So it was.
That's really lovely because sometimes the TV people want you to all be at each other's throats. You know, I'm thinking of other things, and that gets so boring as a viewer.
Yeah.
Because actually, you want to see quality triumph.
You do.
Actually, we quite want to see people being nice to each other.
No, I think the general ethos of the programme was such that it was about art and it was about taking art to the general public and encouraging. So I don't think that it wasn't those type one of those shows where they wanted to see people fall out particularly.
Yes.
I think they did look for a bit of drama, which is fair enough. It's television, but they didn't encourage.
They didn't enjoy it.
No, there was none of that. It was all.
You're going to have things.
Clean fun.
Yeah. I mean, you've got to have personalities, obviously. Yeah. Otherwise, it'd be dull.
Some people you got on with more than others, but
yes.
See that. I mean, we formed a Facebook group after the programme.
Oh right, good idea.
It was the 10 of us could swap ideas and we could post what was happening and you know who we'd been in touch with and what we thought was a good idea and what wasn't a good idea.
Yes.
So that was good. And from that, you know, a lot of friendships really formed.
Yes.
And two of the girls, Alison and Heather, who both went out at Blenheim, they organised the whole Lauderdale House thing.
Mm. Oh, fantastic.
Good on them. They did a sterling job.
Oh, how lovely.
Yeah.
Goodness.
It was good.
Because that's the other thing, isn't it, actually, to get your work into the hands of the paying public is another whole dimension, isn't it?
It's very difficult.
Yeah.
You know, especially these days. I mean, I don't think people have got... I think we're in the, you know, the midst of a big recovery, but I still don't think
people perhaps aren't lashing out on paintings.
I don't think they are thinking. And they're a luxury item.
Pay the mortgage.
It's the last thing you're going to buy, isn't it?
Yeah.
In the monthly budget. So you are looking for that high-end buyer, and they are difficult to get because, you know, everybody wants to put their work in front of these people.
Yes.
So
yes.
We just have to plug away and keep promoting ourselves and marketing ourselves and hopefully we'll, you know,
absolutely, and win through and kind of have the confidence.